This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Emily Boyer.
Many journalism groups across the country mark the second full week of March as Sunshine Week, a reference to the idea of open and transparent government, and the role media watchdogs play in ensuring the sun shines on the ongoings of public boards, departments, and agencies, etc. Even though that was last week, the issue is relevant year-round, so let's talk today about Sunshine Week, the role that the media play, and of course, we should emphasize also, of course, that the Open Meetings Act and Freedom of Information Act are for everybody, not just for journalists, but citizens certainly have a right to dig into their government, too, and make sure it's open and transparent.
That's a very important point, Rich. I think people need to realize that this is not just for the reporters or the journalists, but the public has a right to access and ask for and request public information. And so the Freedom of Information Act wasn't developed just for journalists and reporters. It was developed for the general public, to where you have the right to approach a government public entity supported by taxpayers, that's everyone, not just reporters, who want to find out information that affects their livelihoods and affects their world. And I think there's some, there's some general misunderstanding about what the FOIA is and what the Freedom of Information Act was established for. And it wasn't just journalists who were trying to, establish some kind of an agenda or something for themselves. This was with the for the sake of the public, to be able to access records that they weren't easily able to access before.
And making that request should be pretty easy. It's a matter of, writing a letter or sending an email to that entity and saying, under the Freedom of Information Act request, I'm asking for this information. They might provide you with a form that they want you to use. You don't have to do that. Anyone can pretty quickly say, this is the information that I'm looking for and I want to receive from you. Here in Illinois, we have the Attorney General's Office has the public access counselors who help enforce governments and ensure that they are complying with a FOIA and OMA request. And they handle when people appeal to those things. I had just looked up some numbers, and they, on average, last year got 312 requests for appeals each month. And like 80% of those appeals were coming from members of the public. So it is the bulk of the public that's using this.
That's good to hear. The public is taking advantage of this.
Yes.
And certainly a journalist should be doing that too, perhaps more often than we do. Although, as we've talked about many times on this program, with the size of news staffs shrinking, whether it's newspaper or radio or television, sometimes it's a little more difficult to spend the time doing that sort of investigation, that sort of investigative reporting.
And I know as a, as a reporter, when I was a working reporter in newspapers, I was, our editors encouraged us to, whenever you want to get to the bottom of something or find out something that is taxpayer supported, get into the regular routine of filing FOIAs, and it's not with the focus or the bend on you're trying to get someone. There's not this gotcha mechanism. It's so much that you're just trying to find information, and sometimes you have to go through these channels to find this information from these government agencies. And so, there is supposed to be a particular time frame for which FOIAs are supposed to be processed, and there's supposed to be public information officers or someone who's the keeper of those records who's supposed to produce that. And I think, unfortunately, what we've seen, especially recently, is that not all government agencies have been altruistic or very upfront in keeping up with those requirements. And I think on the one end, I can see how that I knew the public information officer in a community that I covered who was often said he was overwhelmed. I think he was taking on more with less. There wasn't this PIO that's all that they did. They were also in charge of other things within the community. And so I think there's that aspect, just like what we're seeing in newsrooms across the country. There's not as many reporters to put out FOIAs. So there's that thing to consider.
Well, and the difficulty with FOIA, too, is you have to have kind of an idea of what it is that you're looking for.
Right.
You can't just have this huge, broad request because they'll deny it often. So you have to have an idea of exactly what it is that you're trying to get, which is why it's really important that, the public does share tips that they might have to their local media, and so that we can follow up on those. I think it was also a tip that is what caused the Western Illinois University Board of Trustees, that violation of the Open Meetings Act from the late June meeting last year, to come to light. The union, faculty union, was able to make that request to the public access counselor for an Open Meetings Act violation for that review, because they had heard that something was discussed in that meeting that shouldn't have been discussed. But we don't typically do reviews of open meetings without having a reason to do such a thing. So it was that tip that really started that process.
I think it's a very good point, Emily, especially talking about how you need to narrow your focus, because you're trying to help these public information officers or what have you, you know, do their job, and they're trying to in turn help you do yours. And I think there needs just to be a general understanding just in the public just about what FOIAs are and what they do and what we're trying to reach out to accomplish. I know when I was a reporter and I remember filing FOIAs that I thought, well, there might be a chance I might not get information on this because there was some information that might be withheld. For example, the names of minors, for example. I remember covering a story about arrests at a high school party that had gotten out of hand and there's some illegal consumption and so forth, which the story I reported was that. But I had FOIA information about the incident, and also wanted to find out the names of those who were arrested. And we had on good authority that it might have been a mayor or a public official's son or daughter or what have you. And I remember FOIAing that with the thought that I may not be able to get this because those who are 18 or under, by law, they don't have to release those names. And that was the outcome. But what I'm talking about as a reporter is the fact that sometimes you file a FOIA with knowing that maybe you might not get everything that you want, and there's some information that is protected. But again, what we're seeing sometimes is that that's not always true. They're withholding information for reasons that are not justified.
And in the case of minors, they can certainly redact names and give you other information related to that
True.
Particular case.
Absolutely.
You know, the court system is also a public entity. And last week, a couple U.S. senators from the tri-states, Republican Chuck Grassley and Democrat Dick Durbin, reintroduced legislation to require open proceedings of the Supreme Court, the U.S. Supreme Court, to be televised. And it would be nice to be able to see that. And it would be nice if more local governments had the ability to either televise live or stream live the proceedings of their open meetings, their regular meetings, or perhaps have them recorded, video recorded, and posted online. That would be another step towards, I think, a more open government.
I think that's just a natural next step and progression in our increasingly visually literate society and digital society, where we have access to so much video and even live video and what's happening. And I think that might be just a natural progression, and that the public will demand that, and they want that kind of open record as well. It just seems like a natural next step to me.
We need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.